Inside an expansive industrial room of a nearly 6,000 square foot building in downtown Waco, Jacob Martinka unlocks a hatch and opens up a sliding door to mitigate the heat inside the space that will become Brotherwell Brewing. Martinka, along with David Stoneking and Tommy Moat, have been homebrewing for years and wanted to sell the beer they made. That led the trio to create Brotherwell and set up shop in a fledgling market where craft breweries operate in a largely underserved area. The 28-year-old Stoneking says that while everything may be bigger in Texas, the state's microbreweries are still working to catch up.
The whole craft beer movement has really been taking off nationally over the last 30 years. And it's taken a while to trickle down to Waco. And so I think the folks who have come before, who've come and gone brewing in Waco in the last three decades, they were on the early end. I think the market wasn't quite right. The interest wasn't there. The awareness wasn't there. And certainly the laws weren't there to help.
Stoneking and others are quick to point to recent legislative changes in Texas that they say have contributed to the growth of microbreweries across the state. In 2013, the 83rd Texas Legislature enacted laws that redefined licensing for breweries in Texas. In the past, Texas legislation prohibited manufacturing breweries from directly selling their product. Any samples given had to be free. Now, those breweries can sell up to 5,000 barrels on site. In addition, so-called brew pubs, which could previously only sell their product on site, are now allowed to sell to distributors as well. These legislative changes also helped Keith Collier to set up Bear Arms Brewery, which, when it opened earlier this year, became the only local brewery in the greater Waco area since Scars and Stripes Brewery stopped operations sometime last year. Collier, who's the president and brewmaster of Bear Arms, says it's difficult to get into the brewing industry, but the paths have opened up.
The industry just really wasn't there yet. And with the craft beer explosion growth over the past several years, it's just really, you know, been highlighted that there's nothing around in Waco. Or McLennan County.
Before the short-lived Scars and Stripes, a veteran-backed local brewery that never really gathered much momentum, there was the Bosky Brewing Company, which was opened in the late 90s. Other than that, microbreweries have been few and far between in Waco. But in Texas as a whole, where more than 980,000 barrels of craft beer were produced in 2014, the industry is growing. According to the National Brewers Association, in Texas, craft beer had a $2.3 billion economic impact in 2012, second only to California. But Charles Vollenrot, the executive director of the Texas Craft Brewers Guild, is quick to offer this caveat when discussing these statistics.
Though we have some good absolute numbers, you know, we have a very large number of breweries. We have a very strong economic impact from our breweries. When you look at those numbers at a per capita level, given the size of the state of Texas, the number of people resident in the state of Texas, our numbers fall.
Vollenrot says he focuses on this metric not to highlight Texas's struggle, but to underscore the Lone Star State's opportunity for growth. And with one microbrewery already opened up in Waco and another on the way, the development of a local craft beer culture is becoming clearer. Justin Veach is assistant brewer and partner at Bear Arms Brewery.
It's going to be cool to have a good Waco go from zero to two. I mean, I'm excited for us. I'm excited for them because I'm excited for Waco. At the end of the day, Waco is now going to have two craft breweries open within a year from them not having nothing.
With KWBU, I'm Carlos Morales.